This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, all that stuff you can do and have fun at. Really, seriously, I'm not joking. I want you to be involved in the conversation. Give me your email address. Seriously, if you give me your email address, right, then I can send you every week what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be doing, and that kind of thing. And I would think you'd want it. I would think you'd want it. I'd want to know, so I'd know when to tune in, not tune in. I'd like you to tune in every night. But you do what you got to do, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I got so much I want to talk about. Dale Bellis will, either the next segment or the segment after, going to join me just quickly to talk about Liberty Health Share, what's available. Because I know a lot of people are struggling, meeting your health care costs. It's a different way to do it, but if you're a young person, you don't have a whole bunch of money, you don't need it for this kind of insurance. And people are well covered, and it's not an issue or a problem. You know what I'm saying? And even families, you know, this will cover you. You won't have to pay the fine, and I think you're going to find that the plan is well within what you can afford, and a heck of a lot more affordable than Obamacare. Call it what you want, but it's Obamacare, any way you cut it. Earlier today, what they're referring to as a tax cut bill clears the Senate on a test vote. And it looks like Trump may get this passed or get this done at the chagrin of the Democrats before the end of the year. But, you know, I do have a little, I have a feeling on this one. I have a mindset on this that some of you might agree with or not agree with. And I realize it sets a bad precedent. But do you know that the 60, the vote of 60 is not law? I don't know if you're aware of that. It's an agreement that they have in the Senate that in order for true consensus to happen, it has to be a 60-40 vote. But the law, legally, constitutionally, they only need 51 votes. That simple. So I don't know what's going on there. And I don't know, I would love to be a fly on the wall, as I've said before. But if I only needed 51 votes legally to get stuff done, I would throw protocol to the wall and say, okay, let's get this stuff pushed through and finished. Let's get it done. Now, the Republican plan to overhaul the nation's tax system cleared a key procedural hurdle in the Senate today as President Trump rallied support for the bill and called it the beginning of the next great chapter of the American worker. Now, I gave you the numbers the other night. I'm not going to go through them again. What you're hearing all over the place is you're hearing a lot of garbage from the left. They're just making a whole bunch of noise that's not true. Now, the bill advanced on a 52-48 party-line vote, allowing senators to start debate on sweeping legislation. Now, ahead of the floor vote, President Trump traveled to Missouri to rally support for bill and pressure Congress. Now, the most important moment of truth, the president said during the rally, is in the coming days, the American people will learn which politicians are part of the swamp and which politicians want to drain the swamp. And he's right. See, in my mind, if you have concerns about the bill, go fight it and make them known. Go fight it first and make them known. Don't sit at a podium, tell us what you have, what you don't agree with, but you have no chance of getting it through, so you're not going to go to the meeting. Go to the meeting. Pound the table. Push them to put it through. And then when they won't put it on, you can go to the podium and then say, I fought for you. They wouldn't listen to me. I told them, not I told you, not talking inside my head. I told them. I met with the president. Told him we needed to do A, B, and C. He told me to go pound sand. I just want you to let you know I was in there working for you. But they don't know how to do that. They'd rather be in front of the cameras. He went on to say that the eyes of the world now turn to the United States Senate. Cecil vote in the Senate this week will bring us one giant step closer to delivering a big victory to the American people. Now, when he spoke to the people in St. Louis, he wanted them. He said, you know what? You got to work hard to push this plan. We have to work hard to give the American people the tax break that they need. He also took an aim at Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, a top Republican target in the 2018 midterm election. He went on to say, Senator McCaskill, have you ever heard of her? Can you see him doing that? She's doing you a tremendous disservice, Trump said. She wants your taxes to go up. She's weak on crime, she's weak on borders, she's weak on illegal immigration, and she's weak on the military. Other than that, I think she's doing a fantastic job. I love it. I love the way he does that. And it's not presidential. I don't want President Trump to be presidential. I want him to be a boss. I want him to fix stuff. I want him to get stuff done. I want him to look at the Senate and say, you guys only need 51 votes. Get off your butts, get in there, and make it happen. That's what he needs to do. Critics say that both the House and the Senate versions will disproportionately help the wealthy. I'm so tired of hearing that. You know, I was looking at the numbers the other day. They lumped the wealthy into 100 to 500,000 business owners who make between, I think it was $100,000 and $500,000. Okay? Now, that's not gross. I mean, that's not net. Some of that's gross the way they lay it out. For small business owners like the business that I had and other guys that I know that were my size, not physically, business-wise. Right? They fell into that category. And they were barely making their own payments. And you're going to tax them more money? You're calling them the rich? Because you have no business sense. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more after the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. estate, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag.
Flag or not. Because if you're not, you can shut the radio off right now. You have no business listening to this show. If you're ashamed to wave the flag, you know, it's funny because in talking to two very, very, very liberal people yesterday, I said I believed in being an American before I believed in being in a party. And the one fella said he discounted that idea. And I just looked at him like, okay, I could spend 3 hours with you trying to figure this out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get to it. What the heck was that? Oh, we're talking about the tax cut bill. And how the Dems, like, you know, they're running scared now. And they should. They should be part of the process. And again, like I said before, you have been... And you hear me say this, and some of you don't really get it, but look, when you're an elected official, You've partake in a hiring process. You are hiring that legislator to go do business for you. You are hiring that. We are a representative government. You are hiring that person to go represent you, whether it's in your state house or the Congress. So you're hiring them. If they don't do your job, they need to go. So when Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them don't show up at the table, they need to be fired. You need to find somebody else that'll do your business. For real. Now, here's something I've made you guys uncomfortable with in the past. I'm going to say it again. You can scream from the rooftops that we have the highest tax rate on corporations in the industrialized world, and you would be correct. Where you would fall short is we have more loopholes. We have so many loopholes that some corporations pay absolutely no taxes and get money back. And on top of that, they're getting grant money and other money from you as well. You really want to know about, Elon Musk? You really want to know how he made his money? You really want to know how strong he is? His companies are built on shoestrings. He builds those companies on investments from who? The federal government. He gets a boatload of grants and money from you and me, tax money, to build build his companies. So when he goes under, when he goes down, when he goes belly up, it ain't his money that gets flushed. It's your money that gets flushed. We're also going to eliminate tax breaks and complex loopholes, President Trump said. You know, taking advantage of the wealthy. I think accountants are going to go crazy right now, he said. He added, but it's all right. Hey, look, I'm president. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Some of my wealthy friends care. Me, I don't care. This is a higher calling. This is going to affect me. This is the stupid thing. Okay? It's not just tax breaks for the wealthy. They're going to end up paying more taxes in some areas as well. They won't be able to take... He wants to eliminate tax loopholes. Right? He added, it's all right. Hey, look, I'm president. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Some of my wealthy friends care. I mean, I love that line. I don't care. This is a higher calling. The bill still faces hurdles, though, in the Senate, where Republicans have just 2 votes to spare, and they're 52-48 edge over the Democrats. If they send it to my desk, I promise all of the people in this room, my friends, so many friends in this room, great state. You know, that's that whole New York kind of attitude. People don't get it. It drives me nuts. Because in Boston, we didn't do that. You know? I mean, everybody got a uplifting words for, you know, you go to a party, you go to an event, and it's always, oh, great, you know, there's Frank over there, wonderful man, does so much for the community. I mean, that's how they talk. Until you go sideways, then not so much. But he goes on to say, he says, promises he will sign it. They put it on his desk, he's going to sign it. He says, there'll be no veto of this bill. It's going to go through. As it stands, the Senate tax overhaul plan is a little different from that of the House's version. 2 chambers would need to come together on a unified piece of legislation to advance to the president's desk. Under the Senate bill, the standard deduction, the amount which reduces the amount of income Americans are taxed, would increase to $12,000 for the individual filers and $24,000 for married couples. When it comes to reducing the corporate tax rate, both chambers want to see the tax rate lowered to 20% from 35%. Now, the Senate is okay with it, but they want to delay it a year. Why? I don't know. Senate's tax plan would eliminate state and local tax deductions, meaning taxpayers in high tax states would lose their write-off. This would impact mostly blue states, such as California and New York. The Senate's tax plan also included a repeal of individual mandate, the Obamacare requirement for Americans to have health care. About time. Can't force people to do this. It's wrong to force people to do this. I like that. That's even better. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I hope this thing makes it through. I don't, you know, some of my friends are calling me saying, I can't believe you back this guy. And he wants to make it, he wants my taxes to go up. Okay. You understand he wants my taxes to go up too. Or I may end up paying more taxes. And what they mean by that is I live in California, so they're going to try to eliminate the state tax deduction. You want to live in a state that taxes you out the wazoo? Then I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. Does Jesus really care how much money you make? Right? Well, according to Newsweek, Jesus would not approve of the Make America Great Again Christmas hats. There's a new hat out. I know some of you have here. Let me see. I can't put that up. Anyway. Basically what it is it's a MAGA hat with the Christmas lights around the edges. So it kind of looks like a, you know, Christmas tree. The back of the hat says Merry Christmas on it. The armchair theologians at Newsweek, who couldn't find a church if it fell on them, have determined that Jesus is not a fan of the Christmas version of President Trump's Make America Great Again, the, you know, baseball cap. Apparently, he must have wrote them a note, left the rest of us out of it. Jesus wouldn't approve of the Trump selling Christmas MAGA hats for double the price. Right? They're, I don't know, they're like 49 bucks. The holiday edition of the iconic red ball cap is inscribed with the words, Merry Christmas, costs $45. What would Jesus do about President Donald Trump's overpriced Christmas hats? Asked Newsweek. I don't know, maybe he wouldn't buy it. I don't know. Maybe he'd materialize one, if you liked it that much. Crystal Hayes of Newsweek says the Son of God himself probably would not approve. How would she know? Did she ask? Did God tell her? She accused the president of launching a war on Christmas and suggesting he was guilty of Yuletide greediness. Trump has habitually cited the Christian Bible as a guide for leadership, although seems to have glossed over its anti-consumerism ethos. Where was that? Apparently she's never read the Story of the Talents. Right? Maybe some of you have never read it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come back. Dale Bellis will join us. We'll talk a little bit about Liberty Health Share and how you can truly get health insurance. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. No way, daddy-o.
Oh, yeah. Did you see me using the word daddy-o? What? No, I just repeated it, but I wouldn't use it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. Hey, I always talk to you about your health care, your health share. I mean, how do you take care of yourself? How do you make sure you have the money you need, you have the coverage you need to take care of yourself should something happen to you physically? But, you know, Dave, here, just listen to him before I screw it up. You know, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it, you can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, and he speaks plain simple English, and we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference, and I know many of you say, I don't get it. But, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, true, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
Well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity. Where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill, other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary, it's cooperative, but we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed, and that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people. I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and sit, and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution. Correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other, but we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined. In terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And so we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another, and we prepare, whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company. You know, and people don't realize that you know, you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop. I get tires. I get a muffler. I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. Whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount, and we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done, right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as medocrats, who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized healthcare sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's only I know people are asking these questions because for, 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works, this is how you take care of your body, this is how you go to the doctor, and it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work, and we need to start thinking that way. It's my body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was just going to say that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes to your email or by mail. Peruse the pages of the website, toll-free number to talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for the information. And people, you need to check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. At least read about it. Look. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop.
This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are some messed up white people.
I've got to get the Lawrence Welk thing going. All right? I mean, come on. Some of you hear this song, you know. You're thinking of the roller skating rink on Friday night. There you go. The silk shirt with the big lapels. I mean, the big collar, right? Remember that? And the bell-bottom polyester pants. You wouldn't know. You were a baby. You were still in diapers back then. What?
You forgot to put the disco ball.
I know. One of these days, I got to put a switch in for it because I hate reaching over. I almost fall out of the chair when I do it. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I'm going to do another story, but this Conyers thing, some of you guys in the chat room, in the Facebook feed, talking about how Conyers is either going to settle down, step down, or do whatever. And which is really funny because Deanna Mayer, who was the Conyers deputy chief of staff quite a while ago, told Fox that he covered this up. They knew what was going on. They all knew what was going on. This is what I've been saying for years. These people know what's going on. They don't hide. You know, once these guys in Congress or the Senate or what have you start to get away with this stuff, on a regular basis, all of a sudden, mentally, they become invincible, right? They can do it. They can get away with it. It's okay. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You're with me on this. Think about it. It's a true statement. Is it not? And when you, again, when you think about what these guys do, what they've gone through, what they do, what they've been able to pull off, it's our fault. We have allowed them to do this. Right? I don't care what you think. I'm telling you, we have allowed them to do this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you have your chief of staff say this is what was going on, and this was covered up, and this is the way it happened, you can't get away from that. Or it ain't that easy to get away from that. He's come out and said, though, that he will not be running in 2018. Whoopie ding. He shouldn't be. They shouldn't allow him to. You shouldn't allow him to step down on his own. You should move him along and move him out. So he told the New York Post earlier that he would not be seeking re-election. I'll tell you what, if I was on the opposite, if I was going to run against him, I would have a field day with this stuff. Seriously. And I don't know, what does he think? He's the longest serving member of Congress. Right? I don't know, how old is he? 800, he's got to be 800 years old, this guy. Now he's 88. God. He's there 50 years. You guys kept putting him back in. He's done nothing. He's been on the fire for some time. This stuff has been brought up in the past, but nobody ever did anything with it. Why? Is it because he's a Democrat? I'm just curious. I mean, where is the flaming outrage from the left? It was funny last night when I was with a bunch of liberals. You didn't even hear about this. This was not the topic of discussion. Yesterday was a all-day, 24-hour bash Trump on some of the other networks for things he allegedly said. For some of you who missed the interviews, one of the questions was around how I felt about Trump not letting go of the birther thing. And I just looked kind of confused going, what do you mean? Well, according to an unnamed senator, an anonymous senator, Trump was still talking about the birther or the birth certificate issue with him. And when I asked the host, I said, hey, okay, so who was the senator? Do you want me to respond on a no-name senator who made a comment that made the president look bad? So I don't know if it was a Democrat or Republican. I don't know if it was the same senator or an insane senator, because, we have both. Seriously. Just left him speechless, because the question, so is that what we do now? We respond to every unnamed, anonymous, anonymous source there is? It makes no sense to me. You want to have a serious conversation? Let's have a serious conversation. But tell me who the heck you're talking about, what you're talking about, and why. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about earlier. I know I can go off on these tangents. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. Some of these other Bible-thumping people who cherry-pick Scripture and only portions thereof to get on the case of Donald Trump for the Make America Great Again Christmas edition. Because the hat says Merry Christmas on the back of it. She then commenced to cherry-pick Bible verses. She said, throughout the Bible, there are clear warnings about greed, she wrote. In 1 Timothy, the Bible says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. No. Yeah, it's the love of money. Not having the money. It's when the money has you. When you're afraid to be without the money. That's when it's evil. Right? I mean, seriously, we don't know anything about this person. And she's calling him greedy? She also suggested that the Bible is anti-cap. Anti-capitalism.
See, these people, again, go read the story of the talents. Matter of fact, the guy who hid the money, who didn't make any money with it for his master, was called wicked and evil. And he was rebuked. The ones that made money were called, come on, anybody? Good and faithful servants. Good job. You made money on the master's money. Now, some of you are going to write me and go, Joe, that's not talking about gold or silver. That actually has to do with the spiritual issues. Right. Because spiritual issues grow like that. You can spend spiritual issues. When I go to the gas company, electric company every month, I said, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm a spiritual guy. Can you mark that bill paid in full? Doesn't work that way. Seriously. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. And does Jesus really have a problem with Trump, with anybody for that matter of fact, make America great again? Now, what I love is how Newsweek has decided it knows what the Bible wants. It knows what capitalism is. It knows what needs to be done, right? They would be incorrect. Come on. I mean, I love these people who pull out God when they want to, yet they're screaming that God has no place in our schools or anywhere else for that matter. Isn't that good of them? Hey, listen, when I get Pacific Justice Institute a plug, as I promised them I would do, they're doing some great work in our schools. They're doing great work in our community. You need to go out to pji.org. That's pji.org.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 emphasized that laws could not substantially burden those of religious beliefs. This act impacted some recent court rulings, which has reinforced the rights of those with religious convictions. Some argue that those of faith should have a more comprehensive burden of proof than just to say my religious beliefs and practices have been offended. Well, others say that the First Amendment is all that's needed to protect those with strong religious convictions. Well, Pacific Justice Institute reminds all of us that every buffer is needed to protect the faithful from encroachment from the state. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
The only thing I keep telling him he has to fix about that is, I'm Brad Dacus. Sounds like he really doesn't want to be there.
No, he doesn't.
Right? It's like, are we done yet? I'm Brad Dacus. Let's get out of here. So, but they do great work. That's why I don't make that much fun of him. I mean, they do really great work. You need to support them if you can. I don't even care if it's emails to them, telling them how much you appreciate the work they're doing. So, again, as I was saying before, buy a cap. I mean, if you can afford to, buy a cap. Just to irritate the left. Come on. That's got to make you happy. You know what I mean? Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let your friends know, your loved ones know, whatever. And listen, here's another thing for you. I think it's really, really cool. Send me an email if you want a group, a grip, a bunch of books, right? Ramblings of a Bible Thumping Right Wing. My God. We're going back to the beginning. I could never get the title right. I came up with the title, could get it right. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Give it to your liberal friends as a gift. I'm telling you. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me you want 5 of them, 10 of them. I'll make you the deal of the century. Not because I have a whole bunch of them sitting in the garage, because I don't, but I want to get these out to as many people as I can. I want as many people as we can to start popping some eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, thank you so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's other things you could be doing with your time. I know your time is precious, as we've seen some people coming into the holiday season are gone, and they're gone quickly. So I appreciate your time. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And, yes, let's keep America great.